new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Round number two underway here on the Midnight Rider. If you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. It looks like the RBN website server is back up. The chat room is back up and running. I want to say hi to CPR and Wolf, who are early arrivals in the chat room with it back up. So if you want to go over to the republicbroadcasting.org chat room and hop in there, feel more than free to do so. It is You Rant Night tonight on the program. You want to get something off your mind, off your chest, tonight's the night to do it. And or you get a New Year's resolution. We would love to have that. And so dial us up, 800-313-9443. Let's quickly go to John in New York. John, thanks for holding. Welcome to the program.
Yes, I'm not sure if I can do a good rant or not, but I got to keep it calm before I lose my mind here. I want everybody to start calling all the advertisers also for Fox Networks. Build a list over the year of 2008 and boycott everybody that's on their shows that advertise with them, especially the small mom and pops. Get them to change their way of thinking with that. If you want to change the world, you got to change your way your family thinks. You're going to change the way the neighbors think. You want to change people on your street, then your neighborhood, then your town, then your counties, and then your states. You got to start there. If there are micros in your area, please do them and yourself a favor. Make plenty of flyers and hand them out. Tell others where to find these micros if they're in your area. If you don't want to set up a micro, but you have one in the area, set up put up flyers and get rid of that extra weight that you have. Pounds and stand handing out flyers. The other thing is, if you see anybody with giant satellite dishes, ask them if they want it, and if they don't want it, get it for yourself and put up a dish for yourself. And if they are going to use it, give them the coordinates for downloading shows and listening to shows. You got to change the minds and hearts of people. So that's my quick little rant, and the last part of it is any person that uses a taser on somebody should be brought up on attempted murder, and any person that's killed by a taser, the people should be brought up on murder charges, and that's the way I feel on the tasering thing. And
well, I wholeheartedly agree on that, John. I mean, essentially, you're electrocuting somebody.
Yes, you're taking a chance on killing them. You bring them close to the edge enough to kill them. So you know, beyond anybody that wants to torture somebody, that's to me, it's a death offense. It's like it's even worse than stealing somebody's horse back in the old days. You're taking them to the edge of death. And those that are on the weekend, you're finishing them off. The other thing is I want everybody to plant lots of trees and plants and foods and start becoming self-sufficient because even if we can get people aware of things, once the depression hits with food, you're not going to be able to save those that don't have food. So, don't make yourself an anchor and a problem. Get your food now and start growing it. Even your retreat area, start planting things in that area. And that's my rant. Thank you.
All right, good rant, John. Thanks for the call. Back in a minute with more. If you want to join us, 800-313-9443 here on the Midnight Rider.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network on this Friday night, 28th of December, 2007. My final live broadcast of 2007. And I'm glad you're here with us as we head straight forward to 2008. I will be back on the 2nd of January with a live show. And we're going to step things up in 2008. And really trying to blow the lid off of things. So glad you're with us, and hopefully you'll be around for the ride, as it were. Are you in good health? If not, RBN sponsor Heart and Body Extract can help. Heart and Body Extract supports cardiovascular blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. It's all natural. Visit our sponsor today at www.hbextract.com. It's www.hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5309. Straight to Pennsylvania we go. And Carol, who's been holding, Carol, how are you?
I am fine, and thank you for the kind words.
Oh, thank you. We've been munching on this stuff like you will not believe, and it is so delicious.
I wanted to say I agree with your caller there, John, about planting trees.
Yeah.
The raspberries came from my property, and the blueberries, I have blueberries, but they're not ready, but we picked berries. And so that was homemade jam in those.
Oh, my gosh. And that was you talk about good. Especially in those little tarts. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you like those?
Oh, my, those were great.
The tassies.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those were awesome. And the peanut butter bonbons are gone. I have a 17-year-old daughter who thinks they're the greatest things since sliced bread.
Well, I appreciate the very kind words. Hopefully here in a couple days I'll be able to get back in my computer room. We need a new roof, but he can't put one on, but he's fixed it up so he can get me back in there. Maybe I can find things and I can get back to you.
Yeah.
Because I think it's time that the people need to hear some things that will help them. When they can't get things, they can do it themselves.
Indeed. And, you know, Carol, we're resourceful people. We're creative. We know how to do this stuff. We just got to be taught again.
My brother hijacked me today. The veterans, I don't know if it's the Legion or what, are having a chicken and biscuit dinner. And he volunteered me to make 200 biscuits for them. So I don't know what time of the morning I'll have to go so they can do their chicken and biscuits. Not this weekend, but, you know. But anyway, I ran into a salt and pepper, two little gals in front of me at the grocery store today. And they were in the Army. And they were really getting belligerent with me when, oh, well, I'm going to Iraq and I can't wait to go help people and help them so they don't get killed and blah, blah, blah. And I said, honey, you've got a lot to learn. They were probably just 18, you know, and it was really sad. And the one got to the end of the counter and she says, that woman doesn't know what she's talking about. I said, you're going to find out, honey, when you get to Iraq. I mean, it's really sad how they've been brainwashed, these young kids. But wait.
Oh, yeah. I've talked to a number of them who are, who've gone over there. And before it's all gung ho.
Mm-hmm. So
it's not what you expected. It's not what's on TV. And it's not what your recruiter told you.
Yeah, I have a feeling they'll be crying after they're there a short while.
Yeah.
And it's really sad because there's nothing I could say that would, well, they were already through their basic, you know, and there wasn't a word I could say, but I wanted to give them a little crew, little heads up.
Yeah, and, you know, in a lot of these kids, Carol, have joined for the right reasons because they want to protect their country.
Well, they
and they want to serve their country, but
they weren't talking about protecting us. They were talking about protecting the Iraqi people.
Oh, well, you know, talk to the million of them that are dead over there. And you know, and there was an article out the other day that was basically stating that under Saddam Hussein, people ate better than they have under the U.S. occupation.
And were happier, too. Well, look at Bush went in there, and they went in there and they took the seed from the time of Hammurabi.
Right.
In the biblical days, and they're making them grow the GMO food.
Sure.
Now, that is just, this is just unbelievable. And I don't know. I you know, it's pretty sad. But I will say we better be getting the seed we want. We got to get it now.
Yeah. Yeah. And Kimberly and I are both looking at heirloom seeds now and going to get ours in. I'm going to start tomatoes in the house here probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, we don't start here until about March, I think, on the tomatoes and peppers. You know, you get raspberry bushes started, and you can take those raspberry leaves and make tea, and that's excellent for the body. It's very healing to the body.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, but I spearmint and peppermint, I don't have to buy any of that. Well, I got to buy, I kind of messed up. I bought peppermint, and I can't smell it, so I think it's bogus. And I only found it at Home Depot, and I think it's just was a joke, you know. But I will get back to you probably sometime next week and let you know when I'm ready because hopefully we'll have things together for then. And there's some things maybe that we can do that'll make things life a little easier for some of the people.
Yeah, and also Graybeard, Gary in Tennessee, he's working on his survival guide that he's had. He's updating it, and is working feverishly to get it done as well. So the more information we can give people, Carol, I think the better off people are going to be because they can apply this stuff immediately.
Yeah, I had a little problem on my cookies. Like I told you, I had to get a new stove, and I wasn't used to working with it. So
I didn't see any problem in those cookies, and nobody who had one did either.
Well, let me tell you what I did the other night. Night before last, I made two loaves of bread, and I turned the oven on. It's got one of those push buttons, which I don't like, and I set the timer, and I pressed the cancel button. I walked in the room, and here the timer went off, and the bread was white. When you press the cancel button, it shut the oven off. I mean, it's really a screwy setup. And I said, I got to get out the old egg timer, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyway.
We got us a new stove, and we've got the egg timer out as well because we haven't figured the stove out yet.
Is it a push button piece of junk?
Yeah, it's a whole push button thing on the back of it to set the oven and all that kind of stuff. You're going to be a rocket scientist.
Well, this one was free, and it's brand new, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
No, I mean, at least it bakes things without burning them, except for me leaving them in too long when I'm not sure of the oven. I was so used to my other oven burning things that, you know, baking them too long or something. But anyway, I hope you have a very nice New Year's, you and your family.
We are. It's going to be quiet. We usually spend New Year's Eve together and get some snacks and sit back and watch a few movies and just bring in the new year together.
I think what we're going to do is have a few people over and play charades.
Hey, that sounds like fun. Maybe a little twister.
Yeah, well, I've never played that. I don't think I could do that anymore. I might twist my joints out of shape or something. Of course, I'm fortunate I don't have any arthritis.
Yes, indeed.
I think it's if you eat the right things, and we have to get the nutrition in our food. We have to.
Yep.
In order,
the only way we're going to get it, Carol, is to start growing our own.
Well, yeah, well, now what they're doing, they're going to those mercury light bulbs, and you know the worst light for your eyes is the fluorescent lights.
Yeah.
Everything they can do, they keep taking away to make it worse for us.
Yeah, indeed.
Yep.
Indeed. But we will soldier through.
I just read where a woman from the Republican Party up in New Hampshire said that Ron Paul wasn't excluded. He just hasn't replied yet whether he was going to be in the debate. It was on Freedom Forum, I think it's where it was. I just read it.
Yeah, the press release I had is from the campaign itself. That came out around 9:30 Central Time, about 10:30 your time.
Uh-huh.
And they say that they're still checking with Fox as to see why. And the information I've got, it's not the New Hampshire Republican Party, it's Fox News itself to see why he's not been included.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll find out. I guess, you know, bomb him on Monday with calls at Fox News. We'll find out for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think I've taken my 3 minutes and then some. So I'd best be getting off of here. And I like that guy, the one that's going to do the... excuse me, what's his name, Gary?
Right.
I think he's pretty awesome. I caught myself a whopper of a sickness from some lady at one of the stores. And I'm just getting over it. But the Super Silver helped.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, my girlfriend's husband got the itch. First, it was a dry throat for 2 days, and then he got a sore throat. But I took the Super Silver the second day, and I didn't get the sore throat. So it's good stuff. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Carol.
Yeah, I will be back to you. You too.
Oh, indeed. Great, and have a happy new year. And, folks, you have no idea how good that stuff was. If I could just send a sample to everyone, I would. I mean, it's that good. Now I know why she worked in a bakery for a number of years. Man, awesome stuff. And that's just nice. And I love my audience. I love you guys. And everybody who calls in and participates in the chat room, emails I get, all of that. It just it means so much. And so very cool. We're coming up on a break here. We've got Dave in Michigan holding. Dave, hold on through the break because we're not going to even have time to get into in anything, so we'll bring you on right after the break. It's You Rant Night tonight on the Midnight Rider. If you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'll come back on the other side. We'll talk with Dave in Michigan. And you got something you want to rant about? Something to get off your chest? Or you got a New Year's resolution? We want to hear from you. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Smiths. 800-313-9443 here on You Rant Night tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network here on the Midnight Rider. Let's go to Dave in Michigan, who has been patiently holding. Dave, how are you tonight?
I'm doing all right, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. You got a rant?
Well, actually, this is my first time calling in, but you might remember a couple months ago, Josh Grun calling in from Michigan after being pulled over and harassed a little bit by the cops. Yeah,
sure do.
This is kind of funny because this happened last night. We've been listening to your show, and I can't remember the name of the gentleman that you had on, but he was also talking about being harassed by cops, and he made the advice of to ask an officer if this is a criminal investigation, and to seek other start questioning them before you start getting them information about you, and wouldn't me and Josh got pulled over last night, and we went about with that route. And, you know, the cop, he was getting a little upset. He even called a buddy in there and everything, and they talked about it. And they ended up just coming back, being real nice and polite, let us go. Just want to let you know, everybody know that that guy was right on.
And yeah.
It does really work when you get out there.
Yeah, you let them know that you know the law.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it puts you on an even playing field with them, because there's a I've heard Randy Kelton talks about this, and there is evidently a form or a process that you can go through where you can actually go back and hold these individual officers responsible.
No. I know exactly what you're talking about. Because in the city now, see, and this is another reason why I think maybe after they figured out who we were that they started being real nice to us, because I'd actually been searched by Livonia twice without them finding anything, and I contacted an attorney, and he said that he would contact them and advise them if there was a third search with nothing found that we would press charges. And so I'm sure that was somehow on there. And then Josh, last time they pulled him over, you know, I encouraged him to post an article, and you know, we sent it in to Paul Watson or Steve Watson, I can't remember which one of them. And then they posted it on InfoWars and all their other sites over there. And the police station locally ended up getting like a ton of phone calls, and I'm sure that they kind of remembered that too at the same time. So
there is
stuff you can do if they get out of hand.
Yeah, if they find out the natives are restless, they don't like that. They don't like that at all, and they will play nice and do what they're supposed to do. That's a great call. That's good news.
Yeah, that's I thought you'd want to hear that. I mean, it's not really a rant. It's actually, you know, I'm kind of happy about the way everything worked out. It's great, because it's like, you know, since I, you know, I've been tuning into your show and all the other good shows on this network, you know, it's like, and I hang out in the chat room. I'm D. Alistair and
cool.
And it's like, it's excellent to have the leading edge to get information, you know, that chat room makes available, because I mean, like, really anything you know, you can think of, if there's somebody in there that knows something or someone
or
somewhere
really is
to
cool.
go.
Yeah, you know, it's the chat rooms are a great bonus to what we do. I mean, just the information that these people put out, because everybody's got their own specialty and what they're interested in. And yeah, you can get a ton of information just sitting in there for an hour. You don't have to,
you know, believe what they're saying. I mean, a lot of the times they're posting links. They're like, hey, you got to check this out. Hey, just check it out. They're not telling you to believe. They're just saying, hey, check it out. And then you go and you check it out, and you know, it's great. You know, it just builds everybody's knowledge in there just by being around each other. It's not just some, you know, BS chat room where you waste a bunch of time. You can actually gain knowledge and information from being there. It's great. It's a good place to be.
Well, D. Alistair, Dave, I appreciate you calling. That's good news. I'm glad you guys had a good outcome. We're just taking some information that you heard on the show and you applied it. That's excellent.
Exactly. That's how, you know, and that's what I just want to encourage everybody to do that, you know. And I appreciate what you do. And keep up the good work, and have a good New Year, Mike.
Hey, Dave, Happy New Year to you as well. And my best to both you, and tell Josh hello for us.
And, all right, thanks a lot.
Yeah, oh man, that's cool. You know, that's what I like to hear is we get calls and said, hey, heard some information, and then we were able to apply it and use it, which means they retained it, which is very cool. And so that's good news. Look, there's a lot of people that are going to start to stand up. And the time for, you know, as I said earlier, the time for the fear is over. You know, it's time to know where we stand and go from there. And we're essentially sharecroppers on a big plantation. We've just been sold the idea that we're part owner, or we're an owner in some of this. In the minds of these yahoos, we're not. We're the cattle, folks. That's how they see us. That's how they perceive us. All right, it's You Rant Night tonight. You want to rant? You got a New Year's resolution? Whatever, 800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443. Back in a minute with more right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
It's you rant night tonight here on the Republic Broadcasting Network on the Midnight Rider. The number, if you would like to participate, is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Craig in Iowa, thank you for holding. Welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider. You're on, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. How are you tonight?
Good. Hey, this might not be a rant. I can definitely rant if you want to, but this is kind of an observation that I saw today. I was watching Mad Money on MSNBC, and this Cramer guy is telling people to put all your money in. He's just saying, put all your money in except for 5%. And it kind of dawned on me that this is another way to get to that cashless society, so everybody put all their money in, but 5% of their cash.
Wow.
It just really doesn't make much sense. You know, because, I mean, even if the economy collapses, you know, some of these towns, small towns, smaller towns, they're going to still use cash. But, I mean, these big boys that got all the, you know, the millions of dollars, put all their cash in the stock market, that's absolutely going to collapse here. You know, they're just, right. they just keep funding it from the central banks, you know, sticking in billions of dollars. You know, it just seems like to me it's another way to get all these people to put their cash in, and then, you know, they're going to have a little 5% of their money left.
Right. Oh, yeah, you know, hey, you know, when it ought to be, Kramer, how about some canned goods and some seeds?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, it's like they said, you know, they will tell you that the market's dying, that it's going down, but at the same time, they're going to tell you how to reinvest to weather the market. The problem is this thing's crashing.
Yeah.
And unless you're one of those people that can swoop in at the end and buy stuff for next to nothing, the wealth of this country is going to get redistributed right back into the hands of the people that created the mess in the first place.
Sure, you know, I mean, yeah, you see these, you know, these people that want to play in the stock market that have never done it, and they say, well, man, you know, we better get in right now. It's really low. We can get in. Let's throw all our cash in, and then, you know, it's going to collapse. It's going to crash. I mean, you see the hundreds of billions of dollars they're putting in, and it's inflated, and people don't understand that. And, I mean, I'm not a smart guy here, but, you know, I'm smart enough to get, you know, some dried, dehydrated food and ready to go because I know it's coming. You know, I know it's coming.
Oh, yeah. And plus, you're up there in Iowa, dude. Get you some heirloom seeds and get a garden going.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't grow anything in the winter.
No, but get those seeds and get ready to go.
Well, yeah, I got, you know, I got my guns and my ammo and I do my hunting. But,
yeah.
You know, I just, you know, I want people to understand they need to prepare. Whether they believe it or not, just take a little bit of time and search. And don't search one or two websites. Search, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them and just look what's going on and really pay attention.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, Craig, if people, even if they don't believe the New World Order stuff or the fact that these people are trying to tank this on purpose, hey, it makes certain sense to save for a rainy day. And to be ready in case disaster strikes, and to just be sitting there with nothing but what you've got in the cupboards is foolhardy.
Absolutely.
I mean, just plain and simple.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right.
You know, our grandmothers and grandfathers went through the Depression, and most of those people that I've talked to and have known that came through the Depression, they always made sure that they had a stock ready to go.
Yeah. No, I mean, absolutely. Now, how did they do it? Let's say in the rural communities. Like in the wintertime and stuff, did they just hunt, hunt for the food or what?
Did whatever they had to do. They put up food from the spring. They had their gardens and they'd can as much food as they could get put up.
Uh-huh.
And you can can darn near anything. I mean, you can can meat,
yep.
can milk,
yep.
can butter.
Yep.
And they would do it, when, you know, put this stuff up when the time's plentiful because they know that winter's coming. And that's what they would do. And as people moved closer into town, it went on for a few more years and it quit. My wife's mother still cans. She still cans to beat the band. And that's quite honestly has seen her through a number of really hard times. She's had a stroke a couple years ago and is not able to work regularly. And so she eats off a lot of that canned food that she keeps putting up.
Yeah. You know, and we're just getting ready to cold pack, I guess. First time we've ever did it, me and my brother-in-law, cold pack a deer. But I bought some dehydrated milk, and, you know, it isn't like the dehydrated milk. You know, I'm 37, but, you know, back when I was 10 years old, it doesn't taste like that. This stuff tastes good.
Yeah.
But, you know they are using food as a weapon, and you look back. And, you know, first of all, it was the lettuce that had the E. coli, and then it went to the hamburger, and then it went to the lead toys. And now today, you know, I heard the bacteria in the milk from I can't remember the farm, but that had killed the bacteria that killed two people, you know, in the milk.
Right.
I mean, if people need to see, they're just using this. This is, you know, they're just using this to scare you. It's fear-mongering.
Sure, and the more they can keep you afraid, the more willing and pliable you become. And if you're afraid and if you go hungry, you're going to be willing to go stand in that line and let them do to you and your family whatever they want to do to you Also, you can get a bowl of soup and maybe a piece of bread.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And, I just wish people would just look into a little bit for more for themselves. There's great information out there, but a lot of people just really need because they just can't believe unless they see something for themselves. I just want them to go out and just look. Just check it out. You know, that's all you got to do.
Like I said, if nothing else, you have the power to go out or something like that, because of an ice storm or something like that, and you're not able to get out. The mere fact that you've been picking up extra stuff and you've done a little homework and figured out the things that you're going to need, that can be the difference between life and death. We had a bunch of people die here. In this state, over 20 people died in this state, many of them because they didn't understand things about carbon monoxide that would sit with these heaters with the windows closed and were dead.
Yeah.
Because they just didn't know these things. They didn't follow instructions, hadn't done any reading. And they're dead out of ignorance.
Right.
That's a sad thing, and why anybody that hears these broadcasts should ever turn up dead because they didn't have food or they didn't have a way to heat their home or keep themselves warm after listening to all the programs that are on here. I mean, shoot, Saturday and Sunday after loaded with preparedness shows here on RBN. We've got one on TruthNet Radio as well. Telling people things that they can do to take care of themselves. And for anybody to walk away and die because they didn't follow what people had been talking about on these programs is ludicrous, because the information's there and a lot of the stuff doesn't cost people hardly anything to do.
Right. And they do have them butane heaters. You can crack your window some, it's cheap insurance, for
sure.
Something like that.
Yeah, I keep a propane heater and a big thing of propane gas in the garage, just in the event that it happens, and I can pick up another propane tank for $40 if I need to.
Because
if I need to get out, I'll get out.
Yeah, right. A lot of times, about 2 years ago, I put in a wood heater in my house, wood stove, not a fireplace, but a wood stove.
Right.
And I've used probably $10 in fuel oil this year. There's a lot of wood out there. It's a good heat, and it doesn't cost you anything. It just pays to be prepared. And if something a year ago we had a big ice storm up here, and all the electricity went out, and it was out for about 3 hours. But I had my wood stove going. My wife, put a pan on top of it. We cooked our supper. And I have two kids. I have one disabled. No problem.
Yeah, exactly. And a little preparedness goes a long way. And I tell you what, you get a good wood stove, folks. One log will do you all night long.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Craig, I appreciate the call. Happy New Year to you, my friend.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh man, I've been in some houses. I've had wood stoves. That's something I want to add to mine, even though I've got a fireplace. But chimney's been problematic for years and probably needs fixing. And somebody's going to tell me it's going to be thousands. I think I'd rather just put the money into a wood stove and call it good. Because you use far less wood in a wood stove than you do in a fireplace anyway. But the heat, you could heat a huge home with a wood stove. And there's nothing like the smell of that wood, that wood burning. Crackling and the good heat coming in there. That's just, oh man, there's nothing like it. And just not being prepared is, and if you've listened to any of these programs on RBN or TruthNet Radio or basically any network, even Alex is telling people, get prepared. Because bad times are coming. And if you, man, I just can't stress to you, if you don't heed what we say, the only person you have to blame is yourself. Because when this goes and people are going to be in the streets begging for food, you're not going to have to do it. If you just start now. I mean, actually, almost it's almost too late now. But you've got to get something. And because every day that you can feed yourself, you know, another day that you're here and you're free. And that's the key thing. It's about freedom. It's about liberty. Once you have to rely on somebody for your food, then you're a slave indeed. And we've been slowly enslaved. Over half of our food is imported into this country. We don't grow anything. We just consume in this country. That's all we do now. Is we just buy, eat. And it's a shame. And we've become prisoners in our very own country, slaves in our own country. We've got this huge control grid going up around us with these cameras, technology that they can look inside your house and see what you're doing. That will present things in a three-dimensional image. Basically they can send me a voyeur, watch your wife change your clothes. It's sick. And it's not, and they'll tell you it's to catch the terrorists, but there's not been one terrorist caught because of it. I mean, we're hearing that Osama bin Laden's going to put out another tape about Iraq. Ooh. I mean, this guy's been dead for how long? Who are we going to have now? Fat Osama or the new Osama with the totally black beard? But so many people will buy into it and continue, oh, being afraid. Why? Because the government says so. Oh, my God, the government loves us so much. Yeah. They love you. That's why they allowed the creation of the Federal Reserve. That's why they've gotten us into war after war. Metrosexual Osama. It's pretty good, Manny. They've gotten us into war after war. I heard a program earlier today that said that the United States is responsible for over 45 different regime changes in country since the inception of the CIA. 45. We've been busy. That's why so many people hate us. Because we're trying to tell them what to do. We're trying to spread democracy at the butt of a gun. And the Middle East is totally unstable from our mere presence there. But we're there to secure the resources. It's all about the Benjamins. It's about the power that you have when you control the resources, when you can control the oil, or so people can move or can't move. And when you can control the food, then you can control the population. They're talking about how people are going to be clustered in these megacities, crowded megacities with nobody out on a farm. These huge corporate farming entities will be run that'll make the food and it'll all be trucked in and you won't ever know what's in it. Because, of course, they've got to keep you sick. The more sick you are, the more docile you are. But they'll just keep you well enough to where you can work and do what they need done. You just be existing. Just existence, not living. It's existence. That's slavery, folks. I want no part of it. I'll have no part of it. I'm not going to jump in a ditch when I'm told. Only to be mowed down. That's crazy. And why people did it in Europe, I have no clue. Why just hundreds and thousands willingly would be lined up and shot, and they would just stand in line and wait their turn. No clue why they did it. Why knowing what's going on. I mean, you hear the gunshots and people don't come out. Hey, there's a definite, and you'd have, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 people standing there, maybe 3 or 4 guards, and they wouldn't move. Wouldn't move. Not going to happen to me. Not going to happen here. I'm not going to stand still and wait for them to do to me whatever they want to do. Because I want to be free. And if that means dying to avoid being their slave anymore, I'll die. I don't care. Because that's not living, that's existing. And I don't want to just exist. We shouldn't. We're at the top of the food chain on this planet. And the things that we should have already created, and the things we should have already done, that we haven't because You have people that just want to keep everything under the control of themselves and a few others. It's nonsense. We should be exploring the stars by now. We should have colonies on Mars. We should be colonizing the moon. But no, we're just sitting around here. Broke. Broke from the very systems that a loving government, as people think, put into place. So that this country can be raped and robbed and pillaged. And that's almost complete. But I, for one, I'm not going to sit back and I'm not going to allow them to take what I have left. You know, this is the final stand. This is our last chance at the ballot box. I firmly believe that. And if we don't go to the ballot box this time and send incumbents home and vote for Ron Paul, we deserve what we get. I'm sorry, we deserve it. Final segment around the corner. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider, right here on RBN.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Talk of freedom, you talk of flag. I talk of revolution, you
much rather brag. And if the decibel of this disenchanting discourse continue to dampen the day, the conflicts again and again and again and again as our sanity walks away. All this discussion, the politically correct, it's dead beyond destruction, though it leaves me quite erect.
You know, CPR in the RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room brought up a very great point. He says, we need to learn from our elders, and it is so true. If we need to start seeking these older people out while we have time with them and start learning. You know, we diminish a lot of times what old people have to say, especially once they get about 70, 80 years old. But they've got a wealth of knowledge that we need to pick. And we need to figure a lot of stuff out on how to do things. It's amazing how old technology is starting to become new again in many ways. And the appeal of things, you know, when you think about wood stoves and, churning butter, you know, and making your own stuff is, that's what made this country great, is people created, and we innovated. And, it's time we go back to some of those previous innovations and make good use of them. But yeah, find as many old people as you can and just pick their brains. They'll sit and tell you. They'll tell you how to do stuff. You know, I see a lot of these old farm implements and stuff sitting in a little town. I mean, there's kind of a little farm museum, and you sit and you look at this stuff and you're going, wow, okay, I see how this works. And some of this stuff can be, you know, rehabilitated and reused. And I would dare say that some of it probably will be in time. And folks, if you haven't started preparing, you need to prepare. 2008 economically is going to be rough. I think for the freedom movement in this country, I think it's going to be good. I think more and more people are going to wake up and understand what's going on. The danger point for these people right now, for the powers that be, is that they're in a position right now, in a dangerous position, where what they're doing can be easily exposed. And this is a tenuous time for them. And if we wake up enough people and expose to them what's happening, done deal. We can get our country back. We can get responsible people in Congress and in the White House and in the courts that will start using the law, the real law. Not this 14th Amendment crap and all these other little fictions and things that people want to create, and that they've created for us. No, we did back to the Constitution, back to what is original. Man, it worked for the founding fathers, that'll work for us. So grab a couple days worth of rest and be back and report for duty on the 2nd here, 11 o'clock Central Time in the Midnight Rider. Everybody have a great new year. Hope you get to spend it with friends and family. And you get to share some love. And be ready to spread it. And find somebody you love. And tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. So that's why we're fighting to save this country. And 2008 is going to be good. Rough, but good. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Wednesday night, the 2nd of January. Happy New Year, Manny. Everybody at RBN, God bless everybody.